You know that feeling when something familiar, something almost nostalgic, just takes a really sharp left turn into darkness?
Oh, yeah, like a memory that curdles a bit.
Exactly. That's kind of where we're starting today. But this story, it's called The Doober Scoobers. Imagine, like Scooby-Doo, but real life. Set in 1960s Indiana,
Okay, I'm with you.
four teenagers, a Great Dane named Jasper, cruising around in a green van, solving actual cold cases.
Wow, okay. Not just masks and disgruntled caretakers, then.
Apparently not. It sounds almost, I don't know, quaint. But then you hit October 1964, Ember Falls.
And that's where the quaintness stops, I'm guessing.
Completely shatters. It becomes something really, really
It's
unsettling.
that subversion, isn't it? Taking that almost cartoonish setup, the kids, the dog, the van, and then plunging it into something genuinely horrific. It grabs you because it feels wrong fundamentally.
It does. So our mission today, this deep dive, is to try and unravel this, the Doober Scoobers, what actually happened in Ember Falls, you know, the disappearances, the fate of the team.
And the legend that kind of grew out of it afterwards.
Exactly. Because there is a legend. We've got accounts, maybe even a photograph we need to talk about.
A photograph. Okay, intriguing.
And it's strange because this story feels like it's been, well, almost erased, forgotten.
Which is weird in itself, right? Stories this bizarre, this tragic, they usually stick around in some form.
You'd think so. Why did this one fade? That's part of the mystery.
So, where do we start? Back in the early 60s.
Yeah, let's go back. Around 1961, reports start popping up in Indiana. This green van, these four kids, and Jasper the Great Dane.
And they're investigating what exactly?
Weird stuff, ghost sightings, sometimes missing people, cases involving what they apparently called creepy minds.
Creepy minds. That's an odd phrase for teenagers to use. Already sounds a bit arcier than just, exploring haunted houses.
It does hint at something more serious, doesn't it? And the dog, Jasper, they insisted he understood human language.
Okay, so classic quirky detail, but adds to the whole Scooby-Doo vibe initially.
Right. It's got that surface charm. But like you said, there's this undercurrent. What kind of creepy minds are teenagers prepared to deal with?
Yeah, what were they actually stumbling into? It suggests maybe they were getting into situations that were, well, way over their heads.
Which brings us to 1964. Ember Falls. An old abandoned amusement park.
Abandoned places are never good news in these stories.
Best for not this one. It was already linked to a string of disappearances before the Scoobers even showed up.
Oh, right. So they walked into an existing mystery spot.
Seems like it. And this is where their luck runs out. Days after they start investigating, two of them are found, dead, inside a tunnel underneath the park.
Oh, wow. Okay, so not a cartoon anymore.
Not even close. And the really disturbing part, how they were found.
Real.
No visible injuries, nothing physically wrong, apparently, just
Sure.
their faces stuck in these expressions of absolute sheer terror.
Ugh, it's deeply unsettling. What could possibly do that? Cause death by fright?
It's a horrifying thought. What terrifies someone that badly? It wasn't a struggle, it seems. It was something they saw or realized.
Or maybe something less supernatural. Like, could it have been gas, some kind of toxin in the tunnel causing hallucinations or suffocation leading to that expression?
That's plausible, I suppose. Still awful, but maybe more explainable. But then you have the survivors.
Right. You said four teenagers started, so two made it out.
Two got out of Ember Falls alive. But who were they? What did they see in that tunnel? Did they say anything?
And let me guess, silence.
Pretty much. Their story, whatever it was, seems to have just vanished, which is almost as creepy as the deaths, you know?
That silence is loud, isn't it? Makes you wonder, did they just want to forget, block it out, or were they somehow prevented from talking?
Could be trauma. Could be something else. We just don't know. And that gap, that missing testimony, it just lets the speculation run wild.
Absolutely becomes a black hole in the center of the story.
And then the story takes another twist. Years later, 1972.
Okay, what happens in 72?
A hiker deep in the woods near Ember Falls takes a photograph.
And this is the photo you mentioned earlier.
This is it. And this is where it goes from a tragic, mysterious local event to, well, something else entirely.
Don't leave me hanging. What's in the photo?
According to the reports, it shows a figure, tall, standing upright, but with the head of a dog.
A dog's head. Like a mask? Or.
No, apparently, like a literal dog's head on a humanoid body, and around its neck, a torn blue collar with a tag.
Okay, what did the tag say?
SD.
SD. Wait, Scooby-Doo. No, that's Jasper. Was Jasper's tag SD?
The implication seems to be, yes,
Oh.
years after the Ember Falls incident, years after Jasper would presumably have, passed on or disappeared with the survivors.
Whoa. Okay, if that photo is real, and that's a massive if,
page if,
then what are we even looking at? Some kind of cryptid, a weird local creature or something connected to Jasper himself? That SD tag is just chillingly specific.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you have to wonder, there were online discussions apparently years later about the photo's grain, maybe manipulation, but nothing solid ever came out.
So it just hangs there, this potentially impossible image.
And it completely warps that whole Scooby-Doo parallel, doesn't it?
Totally. It's like, okay, kids, van, Great Dane, mysteries, check. But instead of pulling off a rubber mask,
you get unexplained deaths fueled by terror and maybe, just maybe, a literal dog-headed thing wandering the woods years later.
It really twists that childhood nostalgia into something genuinely disturbing. How urban legends work, right? They take the familiar and inject pure unease.
Yeah. It taps into that fear of innocence being corrupted.
Yeah.
That the happy theme song might have a really dark B-side.
So this creature, this dog-headed figure, let's just entertain the photo for a second. Could it have been what the two Duber Scoobers saw in the tunnel? Was it the source of the terror?
That's the terrifying question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this thing the killer?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just another layer of weirdness piled onto the Ember Falls tragedy?
The SD tag makes it so hard to separate it from Jasper, though. If the photo isn't a hoax, I mean, the possibilities are just bizarre. Did something happen to Jasper? Did he transform?
Or is it something else entirely that just found his collar?
Yeah.
Which is almost equally weird.
Neither option is exactly comforting, is it?
Not at all. Which leads back to that other question. Why isn't this story, like, everywhere? Why did the Duber Scoobers in Ember Falls just fade?
Yeah, it's baffling. Was it an official cover-up? Did the local authorities maybe want to bury something they couldn't explain?
Or did the survivors just clamp down, refuse to talk, encourage others to forget the whole horrific business?
That's possible. Or maybe. Maybe the story was just too strange. Too unbelievable. You know how sometimes things that are completely off the charts just get dismissed as folklore, even if there's a grain of truth?
Like people just couldn't process it, so it became that weird, spooky tale about the kids and the dog thing. Not a real event.
Exactly. Sometimes the sheer bizarreness provides its own kind of cover. People might repeat it as a ghost story, but they don't treat it as, you know, real.
So where does that leave us? Two main paths, I guess.
Seems like it.
Path one, it was a tragedy. Horrific. Unexplained, but ultimately something awful that happened to the Duber Scoobers in that park. They stumbled onto something natural or unnatural that just overwhelmed them.
A terrible accident or an encounter with something truly unknown, but not necessarily orchestrated by human hands.
Path two. It was a cover-up. Something happened in Ember Falls, maybe connected to the earlier disappearances, maybe connected to the creature, maybe something else entirely, and someone wanted it kept quiet.
Yeah.
The deaths, the silence of the survivors, maybe it was enforced.
Suggesting a more human, more sinister element behind the mystery. That the lack of answers isn't just due to strangeness, but deliberate obfuscation.
And without more evidence, without those survivors ever speaking, we're just left staring at those two possibilities, aren't we?
Pretty much. We have this incredibly unsettling narrative. The bright-eyed kids playing detective, the descent into real horror, the terrifying deaths, the survivor silence, and then this lingering image of a potential monster wearing a dead dog's collar.
It's a potent mix. So many unanswered questions. Who are the Duber Scoobers, really, beyond the Scooby-Doo surface? What did they actually find in that tunnel?
What is the dog-headed creature? Real. Hoax. Something else.
And why has this whole disturbing chapter seemingly been ripped out of the local history books? Makes you think, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Consider how these stories, the ones that blend that youthful adventure, that nostalgia, with genuine bone-chilling horror, how they can just linger in the shadows. They remind us that even the things we remember fondly might have these hidden depths of unease.
Makes you wonder, what other forgotten stories are out there holding similar unsettling truths just waiting to be rediscovered?